You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Oh, good afternoon, Dave.
We got good rain right here, I mean, on my roof over the weekend. But I'm beginning to wonder if the narrative is changing somewhat as maybe there are some concerns about dry pockets about the Corn Belt.
Yeah, and we've started to see that here in July with overall some dry pockets beginning to evolve across various pockets here or areas of the Corn Belt. For example, places such as southern Minnesota, as well as some pockets in northern Indiana, and then into areas of west central Illinois, starting to trend actually less than 50% of normal over the past 30 days. Your roof there, Dave, that is one of the pockets here that actually are running a precip surplus over the past 30 days.
Yeah.
But it's only a few pixels here and there, and that happens to be right over your roof. So,
well, it's always been said it rains on me, so.
Well, coming up, overall, we see most of the Corn Belt actually having a drier than normal pattern over the next couple of weeks. So for the Champaign Urbana region, let alone Illinois and the Corn Belt, we're forecasting below normal precip totals, especially this week. Again, just some isolated activity here and there. And then week two of the forecast looks a little bit better than week one. We're still talking only a minority of the Corn Belt receiving significant rain. So this is something to watch here. Obviously, as soybeans go through pod development in August and the longevity of this dry pattern, but one thing is for sure, at least over the next couple of weeks, the dryness will not be combined with any kind of a significant heat, as all the heat stays out west over the western U.S.
I want to also explore a piece of narrative about the coolness of the summer thus far, and should we go cool continuously into the fall, how it might impact the northern tier of corn development.
Well, the coolness here this summer has really been confined to July, and it looks like early August is going to start that way as well. June, as well as late May, actually had some longer duration warm spells, and as a result, at least for some growing degree days, they've really started to, you know, at least cut back here just during the past couple of weeks. And really, from a longer term standpoint, what's transpired here in July doesn't really give any kind of, you know, skillful prediction as far as what the fall may hold. But just make one final comment on that is that if you do kind of average out your jet stream patterns over the past, actually, 12 months or so, we've had the same kind of average pattern, meaning more troughing low pressure across the Midwest. We've had, obviously, the cold winter and, at times, some good cold spells. Just from a persistence standpoint, that does increase the odds of at least a cooler fall, especially come October.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. And that is today's Closing Market Report.